Chesapeake Bay is the nation's largest estuary, and it's in poor health. That's despite decades of promises to clean it up. Today, the federal government announced the outlines of a new effort to help restore the bay. NPR's Richard Harris explains.
The bay is in trouble largely because it's being overwhelmed with nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediments from agricultural runoff, as well as from the 17 million people who live in the bay's watershed. One of the biggest victims of this has been the bay's once-thriving oysters. In a telephone news conference, Peyton Robertson from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said restoring the oysters is key to the new bay recovery effort.
We want to coordinate with Maryland, Virginia, and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission to recover historical oyster bars and establish self-sustaining oyster reef sanctuaries in 20 key tributaries throughout the bay by the year 2020.
Ultimately, the states and federal government will need to figure out how to reduce runoff into the bay. That means paying more attention to farms, which are the single biggest sources of nutrient-laden water. But better farm practices alone won't do the job. In fact, Environmental Protection Agency official Chuck Fox says agricultural runoff has actually been improving somewhat.
This is contrary to urban and suburban runoff loads, which in fact are increasing in the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
So an effective strategy means getting states and local governments to pay more attention to new or rebuilt subdivisions and other development. Up until now, most of the bay's restoration plans have been largely voluntary, loosely coordinated by Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, West Virginia, and the city of Washington, D.C., which are all in the bay's watershed. The new plan, ordered up this spring by President Obama, will give the federal government a much bigger role. Some in the region have worried this could amount to a federal takeover of the effort.
I would respectfully disagree with that characterization completely.
Again, Chuck Fox from the EPA.
It is our view that this is a new era of federal leadership, but it is also our view that we have to do this in close partnership with state and local governments as well as those in the private sector.
States are expected to come up with new regulations and measures to heal the bay, but if those fall short, the federal government will step in with new rules of its own. The plan is still in draft form. It is a big step up from the volunteer efforts of the past two decades. And Bill Dennison at the University of Maryland's Center for Environmental Science says it's a welcome one.
This is exciting times for Chesapeake Bay. It's kind of a supersized restoration program. And I think it represents an opportunity to take the best studied bay in the world into the best managed bay in the world.
One feature of the plan is that the states and federal government will review their progress every 2 years and not simply wait as the restoration deadline of 2025 draws near.
We have defined goals and measurable progress in realistic timeframes. We're not talking about what we're going to do in 5 or 10 years outside the political life cycle of any particular politician, but we're talking about what we can do in a couple years.
Now, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation has been the region's leading advocate for restoring the bay. Roy Hoagland at the foundation says the newly unveiled plan lays out neatly all the things that need to be done, but he's not entirely happy.
What was disappointing about this federal strategy is the lack of specificity. For example, it talks about developing new regulations for better managing urban and suburban stormwater. It doesn't have any details of what that better management might or might not be.
Those all-important details still need to be worked out. Richard Harris, NPR News.